6 degrees now. KQEN News Time is 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A spotlight on a local business having its 40th anniversary this year and making some changes in the process. We're talking about Orenco Systems, and Angela Bounds is the Corporate Communications Manager. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So give people like an overview of what is Orenco Systems.
So Orenco is a local company. We design and manufacture multiple products. We manufacture wastewater systems. We also manufacture composite buildings and control systems.
So this obviously means you've got to reach way out of Roseburg.
Yeah, we're actually international. We have dealers all over the world.
So how did Orenco Systems get started?
Well, we did start locally. In the late 70s, Oregon placed a moratorium on building. So due mostly to widespread septic failures. And so my father knew Hal Ball. And they were trying to find answers and solutions for small communities to sewer themselves and address the widespread septic failures throughout the state.
So what was his background before he started the company then?
So they're both engineers. Hal and my father are both engineers. They actually, my grandfather lived next to Hal. That's how they met. My father went into the Navy, and when he came back, he and Hal remained friends. Hal mentored him quite a bit. My father ended up going to UCC, where Hal was an instructor, and he really encouraged him to become an engineer. And so they're both engineers.
And it's obviously, from going back that far, it's obviously expanded a lot over the years.
Yeah, we've grown quite a bit. So we started very locally addressing issues within the state of Oregon. And what we quickly realized was that there were a lot of communities that could use that help throughout the country. So we affectionately call it the Terry and Hal Roadshow. So they went out across the country kind of educating different communities on how they could address their sewer needs.
And I think a lot of people probably in Douglas County, they've heard the name, they might know a little bit about it, but I don't think most people realize just how big you are.
Right. So I think that a lot of people also, we have this flush and forget mentality, right? When you think about your sewer system, it just kind of goes down and goes out and you don't really have to think about it anymore. But anybody living outside of the city in a rural setting, especially in the state of Oregon, likely has an Orenco system in their backyard if they're not hooked up to the city sewer. And I think you're right, they may not realize how far-reaching it is. We have systems in Australia. We have a dealer in Greece. We have systems throughout Central America, Canada. We're all over the place.
Wow. So it's obviously been kind of an evolving thing. Are there many other companies that do things like this around the country?
There are companies that do things similar to what we do. Yeah, it's a very small niche market, but there are definitely people out there who do things similar. Not exactly the same.
How many people are employed locally right now at Orenco?
We have almost 400 employees. The predominance of those are local. We have, I think we're up to around 10 employees that are not local to Douglas County, but everybody else is right here.
And you had one facility originally, but now I see along the way you actually have more.
Right. We now call them our Winchester facility and North Bank. So the old Alcan building and the old Bayliner building, we now occupy those and manufacture out of both of them.
And I was amazed to see what that square footage total adds up to.
Oh, I was afraid you were going to ask that question because I don't have that number off the top of my head.
Well, one of your staff said 477,000 square feet.
It's a lot. I think that, we bring people in from around the country and around the world to do trainings and tour our facilities. And one of the things that people from abroad and locally always say when they come to tour is, we had no idea it was this big. Like, we had no idea.
Well, the Sutherland facility, 26 acres, 150,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Winchester, 45 acres and 137 square feet. And then out at Wilbur, smaller footprint at 4.5 acres, but 190,000 square feet. That's like five stores.
Yeah, it's, when you walk in there, it's huge. As you're driving by the buildings, they don't necessarily look that big, but when you get in them and next to them, it's pretty big.
Now, when did you acquire the second and third buildings?
Oh, goodness. So I believe North Bank was our latest acquisition, and that was 2009, 2010. Potentially, we were in our Winchester facility, the Bayliner, the old Bayliner building. We've been in that for, I would say, mid-2000s that we acquired that.
So it's just that it's gotten that much bigger?
Right. We keep running out of space.
Wow. Well, that's a good problem to have if you're in business, I would think.
Absolutely.
And so do you have people, you're working with people in different places, and you're out there with your product going all over the place. How does all this happen?
A lot of moving parts. So we have sales staff. We have people working in our manufacturing facility that actually make the product. We have a full marketing staff. So we just get the word out and have our guys, well, I suppose that things have changed a bit with COVID, but they're still doing trainings and sales calls, predominantly virtually now.
Wow. So a lot of things going on, and Orenco this year celebrating its 40th anniversary.
Right. Big milestone.
A lot of companies of any kind don't make it that long, but to have started on what seems to be like a very, very small scale.
It was very small, yes.
And to now have almost a 500,000 square feet and 400 employees.
It's pretty amazing, actually. So, especially having grown up in the company and watching my father and Hal build this business, you know, we made everything in our garages.
Wow.
Everything was done out of our garage, and Hal had a ranch out in Melrose that he still has today, and we manufactured stuff out there. And to see it grow to this point has been just phenomenal.
Man, so when you were a kid, this stuff was like in the garage, taking up space that should be a car or something.
There was never a car in our garage. It was it was always product. My dad tinkering with things in the garage, in the house. Yep, he put a soldering iron in my hand when I was 12, I think.
Wow. So what kinds of roles have you played in the company since they let you solder at age 12?
I've held a variety of roles. So I started off in manufacturing our control panels. And then from there, I moved into our sales department. I've worked in government relations and training, and now I am in marketing.
So you mentioned government relations, and it occurs to me there because obviously when you're putting out a product like this, which it pushes me to try to understand all the infrastructure involved, because mm-hmm. I'm not an engineering person, but obviously that part of it is important as cities, communities develop, and you're trying to put your product out there as something to be considered.
Absolutely. So my dad and Hal actually helped the state of Oregon draft their original regulations to govern septic systems in the state, and it's something that we still hold dear to our hearts today. So we work very closely with multiple jurisdictions around the country on their regulations and making sure that we meet them.
So does that apply mainly then to just the more rural areas where you're on septic?
Correct. Although you could use it in urban settings also, but those are typically run through the big pipe systems.
And
like
like septic systems, what little I know about them, and I emphasize little, you know, when you're in these rural areas, you've got miles of system you're getting from point A to B sometimes, and there's just a lot of things involved.
There are a lot of working parts, yep, and we make them, and have design tools to help engineers or designers choose the right pumps to move your water from one point to another. There's a lot of parts to it.
Wow. We're going to find out more about Orenco when we come back and talk about some changes that have been announced with this 40th anniversary. The interview will be a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. Angela Bounds of Orenco Systems. Back in a moment on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. Later, KQEN Local Talk at 4. Northwest Wine Radio. Brian Calvert explores wine, beer, and spirits from around the Northwest. Angela Bounds, Corporate Communications Manager for Orenco Systems. Based locally, 3 facilities in the area. And I think a lot of people are probably learning a lot about Orenco because, like you said, when it comes to septic systems and water systems, people just presume everything works, and the average person really doesn't know much about it.
Correct. Correct. That's why I don't think it's just the average person. It's there are even people within the industry that don't have a full understanding. And so we do a lot of educating in our business and helping people to really understand how these things work.
So after 40 years, it was recently announced just a few days ago, some changes.
There are a lot of changes happening. So after 40 years, a very long and amazing career, Hal has decided to semi-retire. He stepped down as our chairman of the board. He's still involved in the company, of course. As you can imagine, it is his baby. So he's decided to step aside and take a smaller role. And my father, Terry, took over as our chairman of the board. We also split the company into 3 divisions. So the company continues to exist, Orenco Systems, but we're currently working as 3 divisions: water, composites, and controls.
So talk about the people that are kind of moving into the roles of overseeing those parts.
Right. So Hal has 2 sons, Jeff and Eric. Jeff Ball is our president over our water division, and Eric Ball is the president over our composites division. We've also welcomed a new team member, Travis Wood, and he has taken over as president of our controls division.
And kind of explain what each, a little bit more about what would you, each of these divisions, what do they do? What's their piece of it?
So water, of course, is where we started. Wastewater, we do gray water systems. At our core, protecting the world's water is really paramount in almost everything that we do. But what we've done over the years is we've developed skills that can be used in other areas. So, for example, Eric is amazing with composite products. And so we are now making buildings out of composites products. We make tanks out of them. I am actually convinced that Eric can make just about anything out of a composite product if somebody wants it. So that's what that department does. And then we've always manufactured our own controllers for the wastewater system, so the electric controllers. And we've developed a competency with that too. So we make controllers for a variety of markets at this point.
Wow. There's so much going on there. For people that work there, I would imagine the backgrounds coming in to get a job there probably really vary depending on what they're doing.
They vary a lot. So we have people who have high school degrees, and we have people who hold PhDs. It really just depends. We like to create what we call lifers. So there's always opportunity for you to grow within the company, regardless of education, if you have the drive and prove yourself to be capable of doing a position, you could absolutely move into it.
So you could start out on more of the ground level, more of a maybe a labor type of thing, and then kind of learn more about it along the way?
Absolutely. We have a gentleman right now who started out working in our shipping department as a youngster, and he's now heading our customer service department.
So how long has he been there?
Oh, my goodness. Mid-90s.
Wow. So do you have a lot of these really long-term employees?
We do. We have people who have been with the company from the beginning up to just hired today. So it really kind of runs the gamut from 40 years to one day.
So a lot of the people, well, I'll ask you, are a lot of the people that work there, did they grow up in this area, or did some of them come from other backgrounds professionally and end up here?
All of the above. So there are a lot of people who are local to Douglas County who've grown up here, but then there are also the transplants, people that move in sometimes for the job that we're offering. Sometimes they decide they want to move to Douglas County and find us.
Wow. So looking ahead, I mean, from the beginning to now, 40 years, it's just night and day in terms of how the company, you know, from being in your garage to having 500,000 square feet almost.
It is night and day. It's very different. We do, it's kind of interesting because as you get bigger and bigger as a company, you would think that you would lose that feeling, right? That family feeling, especially having grown up and been such a family-focused company like we are. But that feeling hasn't been lost in 40 years, and we are working really hard to keep it.
So what does that mean, a family-focused company? Tell me more about that.
So what that means to me is that we care about our employees. So when I say that we want to, we like lifers, it's because when you come to work for us, our goal is, our goal is to get the work done, but we want to do it in an environment that nourishes somebody, right? They spend 9+ hours of their day with us. So we want to make sure that that is fulfilling for them and that they have that that sense that their company cares about who they are and where they're going.
So what's ahead for the future of Orenco?
Our future is limitless. And I realize that sounds a bit cliche, but I still have stars in my eyes and believe that there is no limit to what we can accomplish. I would love if we could get the word out more, let people know that this is a viable solution, that that they don't have to spend millions and millions of dollars on infrastructure. There's an answer out there that is sustainable and that is more cost-effective for them to sewer their communities with.
We got about a minute left. What are some other things people ought to know about Orenco that maybe they don't?
Oh, my goodness. We're right in your backyard. We care deeply about the environment. We care deeply about our employees. And we just plan to grow.
Wow. 40 years and, again, some changes this year. I would imagine from what you've said about Hal Ball that while he may be pulling back a bit, maybe not that far.
We still get his 2 cents, absolutely. He still sits on multiple committees and has a voice within the organization. Yep.
Wow. So some changes there for Orenco, but again, 400 employees, almost 500,000 square feet of space here in Douglas County. Pretty fascinating. Angela Bounds, Corporate Communications Manager for Orenco Systems. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
1257 at News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Listening. listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.